You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, your new favorite website. There's a lot happening with sexwithemily.com. We've had lots of changes, and the site is amazing, and I want everyone to check it out and become a Friends with Benefits member. And by that, if you sign up, you become a Friends with Benefits member, you get access to our daily long. We're doing 5 shows a week. They're each an hour long. You have the choice of watching them. A lot of people are watching right now live streaming from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard. You also have all the shows on demand. Plus, you get priority answers to your Q&A. You get weekly sex toy and product giveaways, and you get just a lot of stuff if you become a Friends with Benefits member, and we would just love that. Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
And I want people to know also that there's some technical stuff, so we'd love to hear from you if there's anything with the website that you don't quite get or that you have issues about. Once you do sign up, it's just like in iTunes. You click on the iTunes button from the website, and you'll get all the podcasts like you used to in full form, because it wasn't happening like that before.
Okay.
It wasn't. Well, people didn't get it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you have a new product.
It's a new product. I'm trying to get you all to understand. I'm trying to get you all to join, which would be awesome.
And what's cool is like there's a breakdown of the show every single day if you go to sexwithemily.com. And also you have polls every single day.
Polls every day, videos
and
every day.
People can write directly on the website to you, and then you'll actually see a text response on there. That's pretty cool. And there's photos, videos, everything.
Blog posts. My interns are hilarious. They're writing blog posts, Confessions of a Sex with Emily Intern.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
So go to sexwithemily.com. We are actually at, you know, we get a lot of listeners too from Stitcher. We're actually at the Stitcher.com studios. You can still listen to Sex with Emily on your Stitcher app. That's for any mobile device,
right?
Your smartphone.
You can even do it once you become a Friends with Benefits member. You just have to put in
your login code. Yeah.
And so it'll all be seamless. You're all going to figure it out. So so thanks, everyone, for listening. And thanks. You can also check me out on Facebook and Twitter, which is Sex with Emily. A lot of people are hitting me up that way, sending me emails, sending me your questions. That's always a good thing. And today's show will be reading your emails that you sent to feedback at sexwithemily.com or however you got to me on the site. Like I said, it's and like Menace just said, there is a Q&A section that's easier. You can just submit it right there on the site. So some of the topics include, do women fantasize during sex? Sex after marriage, erection challenges, bra fetishes, long-distance relationships, fears about marriage, and two-on-two relationships. And also stay tuned. We'll be talking about the one thing you should never do during a one-night stand and some other do's and don'ts of casual sex will be coming up.
Oh, so what? How's your day?
My day's great. Yeah. I've had a really good
day. Actually, what did you do yesterday? And then we'll bring it to today.
Okay. Well, yesterday I went to go buy a CD player that didn't work. I'm trying to find the right CD player. I'm sorry.
Because people, well, love it or hate it, the intro is going to be back on the show, but we're in a different studio that doesn't have a CD player.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Right.
But, I mean, it's, you know, it's a podcasting
right.
area and there's a lot of talk, so they don't really need music. That's right. Why there's not one here.
Got it.
So I sent you on a mission to go get the CD player, and I don't understand, like, why the CD player is such a big
issue.
Can't
find. They don't have it. They don't have the one you want. I'm trying to get what you want.
No, the truth is you don't want to spend money on a CD player.
They didn't have it. I gave them the exact printout that you gave me, and they were out of it.
Yeah, but you always want to get a different one.
Well, because it's expensive, but whatevs. But people are going to become Friends with Benefits now. But you know what I did do yesterday? I had this really interesting conversation last night with a friend of mine from L.A. I was calling her. She's an acquaintance, and I was asking her some business advice on something that I needed some help on. And she's like, you know, I got to have a confession to make. I actually was dating for a few times. I went out with your ex, the one that I always talk about in L.A.
Yeah.
And I don't care at all. That's how much I don't care. I'm like, oh, I don't care. Okay, I'm sorry you had to go out with him. She goes, yeah. She goes, you know what he did? She goes, we went out like 4 times, and every time all he did was stare at other women – across the room. She's like, I'd be talking to him, there'd be no eye contact, and he'd be staring at every chick that walked by. And he's like, she's like, it drove me insane. And I don't remember that. Like, maybe I just assumed that he was looking at me or something. Like, I didn't notice that, but I thought it was very interesting, the guys that do that, and they don't even realize they're doing it. Like, you know how you say you look at women's breasts and you can't help it?
Yeah.
So
I try not to, like, but sometimes your eyes just lock, and I hate when they recognize that I look at it too.
Right. So guys,
but I'm not like walking around trying to scope out chicks' breasts.
No. Your eyes. You're trained as a male. You're like, oh, boobs. You know, boob, go down, look at the boobs. And so I thought that was interesting because I never had that issue with him, but she confronted him on it. And she said to him, you know, it's not cool when we're together. I feel like you're checking out other women. He's like, I'm sorry. People have told me that before. I'll try not to. But what does that say about the guy? I mean, not all men do that. I mean, they do it when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're checking out the restaurant, or when you leave, you know, they're checking, you know, but whatever. So I think that's interesting. And then I also on Sunday was with my cousin and we were hanging out. We were shopping. We were in Marin and we went to a store and we were in the store for like an hour. He was trying to buy something and then we came out. He's like, first thing he says to me, he goes, she had the largest breasts I've ever seen, the woman who was helping us. And I was like, didn't even notice. He's like, how did you not notice her breasts? Emily, her breasts were huge. I did not notice. Yeah, I did not. So men just automatically noticed. I thought that was really funny. I was like, it doesn't even occur to me to check. I mean, not that I wouldn't check out a woman's breasts, and she wasn't wearing anything where they were like hanging out, but he just noticed. So do men just always notice women's breasts?
Well, we've gone through this before where I told you that men, within the first like 3 seconds, they'll know if they'll sleep with you or not.
Right. I think that's true, that men decide within the first three seconds.
But then they analyze the rest of your body.
They're like, I'll sleep with her, but let me check out her boobs and her ass. And you like thighs, so – and her thighs?
Yeah.
Or is it more like thighs just comes later?
No, like within the first – you make – you know, you look at their face first.
And you're then like,
you're like, okay, I'll do her. And then you check out the rest.
Right. See, girls are so different. Women – I mean, no, that's not true. There's a lot of women that look at guys who are attractive and they're like, ah. And for me, it's just much more of like a cerebral, do we connect emotionally? Do I think you're funny? Do I think you're intellectually stimulating? That's really how I do it. I swear to God.
Crazy.
That's crazy. But I don't find I don't find the stereotypical male like attract. I don't just see a guy and go, oh, I want to have sex with him. That's been a very rare experience for me, that the guys I end up with are someone that I found like amazingly attractive, or like I saw him across the room. Like those are just, I don't look like that. To me, it's just a head thing.
How many seconds
chick.
Before you called up your ex-boyfriend and told him
the story about last night? I didn't tell him
yet.
And all my life I didn't, because I was got really distracted.
She didn't tell him.
What?
You shouldn't tell him because then
he'll feel bad, but he doesn't care.
No, then because you see, that's why you can't tell chicks anything.
Why?
Because she confided to you about, you know, how he was acting, and then you're just going to go run and tell him.
Well, but she confronted him too, so he would laugh about it. He'd laugh about it, and he's got a new girlfriend, and he'd think it was funny. But I thought it was weird that I never noticed that he was checking on other women, because I'd be very sensitive to that. And so maybe he didn't do it with me. I don't know. But the funny thing is, she's been listening to the show. And do you remember like months ago, I was talking about a friend of mine? It's so funny because everyone who listens to the show assumes that, like my friends who listen, assume that I'm talking about them all the time. And I never, sometimes I am, but usually I'm not. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed because you talked about the fact on a show like months ago, I talked about the fact that my friend was out on a date with a woman who never pulled out her wallet, never did the reach.
Yeah.
The whole time they dated, you know, because guys, they're expected to pay maybe in the first date, second date, but women have decided should do the reach for the wallet. Like, let me just like do the reach.
Yeah.
Then you're supposed to say no, no worries. And she's like, Emily, I feel so bad because I feel like you were talking about me because I never did the reach the whole time I dated him. I'm like, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh my God.
But she had all this guilt that I was talking about her. So that's what happened yesterday. Another thing I'm really, really, really excited about is tonight I have a field trip with my interns.
Where are you going?
We are going to a oral sex class. We're all going to learn how to give blowjobs. It's a blowjob class.
Who's giving the class?
Some chick, some sex expert. I just thought it'd be funny.
Weak.
I thought it'd be hilarious. I thought that once a month that we should go to a class together. So this is one that we're going to do.
Wow.
I didn't think that I needed to learn anything.
Let's have somebody that doesn't have a penis to tell you how to pleasure a penis.
Well, she probably has lots of experience. And there's also she says she was also talking about fellatio and cunnilingus. So if you want to go down on a woman, there's that too. So it's open to men and women if you want to come.
I'll trust her on the cunnilingus, whatever. But I rather be like the movie Old School where they have a gay guy.
I know.
I'm sure he would know.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
But I'm going to report back at that tomorrow. We're going to do a little video about it. We've got a bunch of new videos on the site too that you can check out. We do those a lot. And so that'll be fun. I think to go learn about that officially.
Yeah.
Even though I think I could teach it, but whatever. No. So that'll be really funny and interesting,
cool.
I think. Yeah. What's up with you?
Nothing. I'm just, trying to get all these travel plans together.
Where are you going?
I wanted to go to Vegas for this thing called EDC.
So you like electronic music?
Yeah.
A lot.
I like
it. That's what it is, right? It's electronic music festival.
Because
I looked it up.
One of my favorite bands is going to be there.
Who?
Empire of the Sun.
Oh, right. They're good.
But I just can't do it. And it's super booked already.
Is it? Yeah. I looked to see if I knew for you, to see if I knew who was putting it on, because I know a lot of concert people that you don't think that I know. You think you're the only one that know people, but I know people too. And I was seeing if I could somehow get you a ticket, but I didn't know any of the sponsors. But I know sometimes I know sponsors. I'll still check for you.
Yeah. So I'm just focusing on Chicago now.
When's that?
Chicago's in August.
Got it. Okay. First you love August. Chicago. You love the women in Chicago.
I love the women in Chicago. I love Chicago itself as a city.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I know.
I'm going to go there for Lollapalooza.
Oh, you are?
So any listeners going to Lollapalooza, tweet me.
Tweet them. Tweet them. How do we find you?
White Menace.
WhiteMenace.com. Yeah. We got some good people today. A lot of people signing up for Friends with Benefits. We could keep getting tweeted about that. We appreciate everyone who's signing up for that. We'll be answering some of your emails today. The people who are Friends with Benefits, their emails go to the top of the list. So we will be answering those emails today in priority, in the priority order of how they wrote it.
Oh, can I ask you another question?
Please.
Because I am booking more travel. You know Coachella, the music festival in Southern California? They put on tickets for sale for 11 months early this year.
Why? Okay.
Because people are so crazy.
It's like Burning Man tickets going early, yeah.
Yeah, and then they made it 2 weekends this year.
No way.
One right after each other.
That's overkill.
They're supposed to have the same lineup, right? Just because this
that's
one,
too much.
The last one sold out so early. So am I crazy to want to book a hotel 10 months in advance?
No, not at all. If they're selling tickets 10 months in advance, you won't be alone doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I was checking hotels. Man, they jack up the prices so much.
I know, but you could probably find a place to stay.
It's like four nights, like $1,400.
Wow. How about can you get a big house and get a bunch of people to share? Coachella's so fun. I can't believe it's 2 weekends, though. That's overkill.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, do I stay for both? Which
one's
better?
I'm going to both. Already.
You're going to stay for a whole week?
Yeah.
You already got the tickets.
Yeah. I got the tickets for backup because it's always like, you know.
Right.
It's always touchy if I'm going to get a press pass, like.
Right.
Days before and stuff like
that. That's the one I can get tickets to.
Yeah. But the reason I'm bringing up, there's a lot of sex in the desert going on there. There's like the camping situation. Like people are having
– Do you hear them having sex?
No, I don't hear them. But you hear about like a bunch of people having sex in the middle of this grass field.
I did.
You did?
Didn't I tell you that?
No, but you weren't in the
camping
area.
I was backstage.
Oh, you were backstage. So tell me this experience about you having backstage sex at Coachella.
I have backstage at Coachella. I was with a friend, and we know the guy who runs it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he never listens because he probably wouldn't like to know that I took free tickets and then I had sex backstage.
Yeah.
Although maybe he would. It's a bonus. But we were backstage and like way backstage. Like backstage to the point where we were like practically on the grassy area.
Yeah.
And then we had sex back there. We were messed up.
Wait,
it was fun.
I mean, it's just in the covering? Like, is there – were you
we
behind
were, like,
a trailer
behind a
somewhere?
Tree. We were like behind a tree, like behind trees. You know, just because it's in the
– Palm Desert.
Palm Desert. So it's in Palm Springs or Palm Desert. So it was behind the trees and no one could see us. I don't think anyone saw us have sex.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
From what I recall. It was a long time ago.
I mean, there's only what – 26,000 people there.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure
we were backstage.
Nobody saw you.
I don't know. It was pretty fun. It was super fun. But yeah, it was backstage and it was an awesome concert.
Yeah, but I can't imagine it's like day.
We were partying though. It was like a crazy day.
I can't imagine like day three of being in the camping area and having sex.
No. I wouldn't camp.
Way.
We were staying in a mansion.
I don't care how hot she is. I would feel so gross.
It's like Burning Man.
Yeah.
It's like the Burning Man Festival in the desert. But no, we were staying at a really nice house, like a friend of a friend's beautiful house, mansion with a pool and all that. So we were clean.
I had
clean, dirty sex behind
behind
Coachella.
That's good.
Yeah. So that was really super fun. Okay. So we've got some sex in the news today, unless there's any other questions that you have for me that you'd like to share with me. Okay.
What's in the news?
Well, we got to talk about Wiener.
Why?
Because every
I'm done
day,
with Wiener.
I know that you're done with Wiener, but nobody else is done with Wiener.
What are you talking
Represent
about?
Wiener?
I haven't heard anybody talk about Wiener because
okay.
they're done
well,
with Wiener.
You know what? Barack Obama talked about Wiener. He is the president of the United States of America, and this is what he said.
He's just a bandwagoner.
He said, if I ever got using Twitter to send pictures of his penis to young women, he would step down. He said, if it was me, I would resign, says Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Okay, I love Barack Obama. I voted for Barack Obama, but he doesn't even use Twitter. He tweeted for like the first time the other day.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is he's not going to send graphic photos.
I'm saying he doesn't know how to do it.
You're saying if Barack Obama knew how to tweet, he would tweet his bulge?
Maybe, yeah.
I doubt it.
So just public services. Attractive.
What'd you say?
I don't find his wife attractive at all.
You don't find Michelle Obama attractive?
Hell no.
Oh, Anthony Weiner's wife is so attractive. Have you seen pictures of her?
No.
She's Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman. She's 35 years old. She's worked – like the Clintons look at her like a second daughter. She's beautiful. She's very exotic. She's Saudi Arabian, I believe. And yeah, they've only been married a year and she's pregnant. Barack Obama also said public service is exactly that. It's a service to the public. When you get to the point where because of various personal distractions you can't serve as effectively as you need to, when people are worrying about jobs and their mortgages and paying the bills, you should step back. So Barack Obama has
did
also
– Did he like not do his job well?
I don't know.
See?
They're just saying – I mean they're saying that he – obviously it's a big distraction from who he is.
Look, the guy's a perv. I understand.
He's going into sex addict rehab. They say he's going to the same one as Tiger Woods.
Everyone's going to rehab. But let me tell you this. I mean if he wasn't messing up his job, you know, the problem is he's a man.
Anyway,
you know, and he wanted attention.
Yeah. And his wife travels a lot. She's with Hillary.
Yeah.
She's on the road with Hillary Clinton all the time.
Yeah.
So he was lonely.
And I'm sure Hillary Clinton is like the biggest C blocker out there.
Yeah, maybe.
No matter, you know, no wonder Bill Clinton went and found some other tail to chase.
We were talking about that in the office earlier. Like, you know, there's always those rumors that they're not really together and that Hillary Clinton's a lesbian and they don't really have sex. I don't believe that she's a lesbian. I mean, maybe she's a lesbian.
I don't think she is.
I think that they just have an agreement where they probably don't have sex, but they still are partners and they're in love. And they have a deep, deep love, like a brotherly, sisterly love. But I don't think that they're like ripping each other's clothes off when she's coming back from Saudi Arabia. Personally, I don't think that. But they have some kind of arrangement.
I agree with that, yeah.
You know, so Wiener's going into sex rehab addiction, and it's just this is the same one as Tiger Woods went into. And they're saying that it's not sex addiction isn't really about sex, but it's about the obsessive behavior. So we talk about this in the show because obviously there's been like a gazillion sex scandals that have come up ever since we've done the show. And just to bring up a little bit about sex addiction, people want to know what it is. Like, does it mean that he's addicted because he sent 5 Twitter pictures? No, it's when the behavior becomes destructive. So obviously, it's ruined his career, perhaps his marriage. And so it's when the behavior becomes obsessive. It's not that you need sex all the time. It's not that you're masturbating all the time. There's many different forms of sex addiction. And his was just became like an obsessive behavior, something that he did over and over again. And when it jeopardizes your family and your work, that's when you're
an
addiction.
The only reason it jeopardized his family and his work because some crazy women organization like started investigating him because they saw that he was following a bunch of chicks on Twitter. Like, he's just like any other man out there, you know?
But it's disrespectful. Like, if some guy was sending me pictures of his penis without asking, I would be bummed. I'd be like, gross. I'd delete it. I'd be like, ew, why are you doing that? But he's a congressman. You just shouldn't as a congressman. Like, that's like an oath of office. We pay our taxes. Like, people voted for him. He's representing our country.
He takes an oath on his sex life?
Yes. You say that you're going to serve with integrity and that you're going to make the right choices and you're not going to sex pictures of your – you're not going to sex pictures of your bulge.
So you're telling me the host of Sex with Emily –
is against him sending pictures of – if you're going to be a congressman
– or flirting with chicks online.
If you're going to be a congressman and you have a wife and you're a high-profile public figure, it's not the best
time. So you're a priest now.
I'm not a priest. I'm just
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying if you are in office, you're not allowed to flirt with chicks.
Yeah, yeah. If you are running for office and you're representing the country, you should – he's representing the United States of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people have sex.
Yeah, but they don't – it's just he has some problem of sexting these women. That's a problem, I think. I don't think that you should – then don't be a congressman.
I'm saying there's a billion
guys
that
are doing the
same thing.
Be a lawyer. Be whatever.
Thing.
Do something
they
else.
They just have a different
exactly.
position.
A billion guys are doing the same thing all the time, but you're not the congressman. There's very few positions – Congress, Senate, President, you know. Like our president got, you know, oral sex from his intern. That was a mistake too.
Yeah, but he's awesome and everyone loves him.
I love him.
It just – Wiener's just not as lovable as Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I guess not. So that's what's going on with Wiener. That's the Wiener update, the daily Wiener update. Okay, Hugh Hefner and Crystal Harris. This is a shock.
I know.
Hugh Hefner and Crystal Harris's wedding is called off, probably because of their 86-year age gap.
No, I heard it was like the prenup thing.
Yeah, the Playmate 25 called off the wedding. Yep, TMZ says, your favorite website, the couple had an argument over the weekend prompting Harris to move out of the Playboy mansion. More than 300 people had been invited to the wedding. This would have been the third marriage for Hefner, who's 85 and filed divorce in 2009. So, yeah, she's 25. He's 85. It wasn't looking good. I don't think they should have gotten married anyway. But you heard it was because of a prenup.
Yeah, I heard it was.
What'd she think? She was going to get all of his money?
Yeah.
Stupid. Well, she's like, I'm sleeping with you. I should get all your money. Like, I have to sleep with your 85-year-old penis. Not that there's anything wrong with an 85-year-old penis, like, but when you're 25, it just might be, you know, not really your thing.
What I like about Hef is that he's still having a party the day that he was supposed to have his wedding.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be celebrating that he's a bachelor.
Hilarious. Yeah. I love it.
And people think like, oh, why didn't she just like stick through it? You know, he's going to be gone soon. Hef's mom like lived to be like her – like 106 or something like that. So
really?
He's only 85. He could have a good, you know, 20 more years in him.
But maybe he should kind of try to find someone more age appropriate. Or would that be bad for the brand?
If people more age appropriate are not as hot as a 25-year-old.
Yeah, but when he's 85, he can find like a 50-year-old woman that's really attractive.
Are there 50?
Shut up. Yes, there are. Of course there are, menace. Okay, so there's another poll that came out, Sex on D.C.'s Brain, long before Wiener. So residents of Washington, D.C. are among the nation's most sexually active, according to a survey by Trojan Condoms. They found that 75% of the residents were sexually active in Washington, D.C. 70% said they'd like to be getting horizontal more often, and 27% said they've been in sexual encounters with more than one person. 19% confessed to sexting, and an equal percentage said they'd had online sex. 18% of respondents said they had sex with someone they met over the internet. So that's in D.C. But the most sexually satisfied city is Philadelphia.
Philly?
Followed by the Big Apple.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. Like what? Like that's random. I don't know how they do what questions they were asking, but that's
probably because they don't want to go outside. That's why.
What do you mean they don't want to go outside? Oh, because they're like inside because it's freezing?
Yeah. But how big is D.C.?
I don't know. Big. Million people.
No, it's not that big.
Yeah, it is.
It's small.
Oh, well,
isn't
the
it?
District of in the District yeah. of Columbia. I don't know exactly how many, but it's probably bigger than San Francisco.
I don't know. See, these things always get. I always like look at population of a lot of these surveys.
Right. It doesn't say what the population is here in my survey right here. But
so
that's
why do you think? Why do you think? And then also, it's cold there too. There are people. You know, they have to be having sex.
Maybe because there's lots of powerful people. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, D.C. is the center of power. So maybe there's a lot of operatives, there's a lot of political operatives, not just the elected officials, but there's, you know, lots of parties, there's lots of cocktail hours.
Yeah.
I mean, D.C. is a very socially networky place. Mm-hmm. So maybe
there's nothing good on TV during the day, too. So you might as well be having sex.
In general?
In general, like, there is nothing good on TV. I try to find things to watch on TV.
Aren't you working during the day?
I am, but I have a TV in my office.
Oh, right, of course.
And so I watch, like, the Discovery Channel and, like...
I thought they play repeats on all the channels of all the reality shows all the time. But you're not really into that.
Yeah, during the day.
They don't?
There's nothing. It's just crap. It's like infomercials. I watch a lot of news.
You do?
Yeah.
That's how come you're so up on TMZ and stuff like that, right? Okay. We've got some emails, too.
Okay, what do you got?
Today I've got all the emails.
My favorite.
Yesterday's emails got cut off a little bit, but today's emails were all here. Okay. All right. Emily, I've enjoyed your podcast for about 8 months now. I like your ideas, but it seems like – okay. So – this okay.
All right, rewind.
Okay, rewind. I read that one yesterday, so I'm going to read another one. I feel bad. Okay, so – starting over. Rewind. Dear Emily, I feel so bad, but is it wrong to think about your voice and pictures when I have sex with my wife? I love my wife dearly and would never dream of cheating on her, but the more I hear you on your show, Sex with Emily, the more your sexy voice personally turns me on. I cannot get enough of you. Just mentioning me on your show would be the highlight of my life. Where were you when I was single? Here's to hot sex and more sex. P.S. Is fantasizing like this normal and do only guys fantasize? Thank you, Emily. Stay hot. Danny. So I just made his life. I'm the highlight of his life.
Nice.
And do only guys fantasize? No. Men and women fantasize. There's nothing wrong with fantasizing during sex. People do it all the time. They do it when they're masturbating. And I think that men typically fantasize more than women. But women do fantasize as well. And we just got an email last week from a woman who's like, I don't know what to do. I'm with my boyfriend, but I'm fantasizing about someone else. Is that wrong? It's not wrong. It's really not. People feel like they're cheating or something. And they're like mentally cheating if they're fantasizing. But I don't know. Do you fantasize during sex?
Of course. Who doesn't?
What do you fantasize about? Do you fantasize about another experience?
Sometimes. Half the time. Half the time.
So in your
when
mind –
when I am doing that, like half the time it's like about past experiences and then,
see?
You know.
Right.
Fantasy experiences and stuff like that. But I want to ask you, is this the email that you were going to relate to that I tell people they should masturbate to while they're listening to the show?
No. Why?
Oh.
What do you mean?
No, remember I said I was bringing it up yesterday because you were explaining, you know, the whole friends with benefits. You know, it's 15 cents a day and all that stuff. And I said, you can masturbate to it. And you're like, oh, I got an email.
Yeah. This is the email I got.
This is the email?
This is the email that I got about the guy who I don't know that he masturbates to the show. Well,
Does he have the show playing in his ears while he's having sex is what I want to really know.
No, he has the image of the show in his ears. But maybe he does. He's got my voice in his head, apparently.
Yeah, he can put the – that sounds kind of scary.
But that would be distracting, the wife, to be like, yeah. Honey, do you mind if I have my headphones on when we're having sex?
Well, since it's a video podcast now, he can actually put it on the television in the background.
That's true. Does everyone realize this is a video that you could be watching this right now? So yeah. Even if you're listening on iTunes, you can go back to the website and you can watch this full hour-long video podcast. I hope
and
everyone understands
masturbate
it.
To it. That's worth your $5,
I don't know if you're
right?
masturbating. It's worth your $5. You guys play that for porn sites, and this is intellectual. You're actually learning something while you're masturbating.
I don't know
so
if it's intellectual,
this is win-win.
But it's entertaining.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment. It's not – we have plots.
Yeah? You have plots?
We have plots.
Are
we have
doing
information.
Theater now?
I don't know. But we're sharing useful information.
Yeah.
Rather than just watching porn, you might as well listen to the show, get some information, and then masturbate.
Yeah. And
or throughout.
Them. Yeah.
I don't know. Menace is on this big masturbation kick for Sex with Emily. I'm just like going along with it.
I'm just saying you could – there's something that you can do with the show. And what happened to that intern yesterday? She was supposed to find things that will have sex with you while you watch.
Oh, she was going to look it up. Erin.
Yeah.
Right. She'll look it up.
Okay.
That there is
– That's the next attachment to the show.
What is it?
A USB thing that will plug into your computer so while you listen to the podcast, it will have sex with you. Write that down.
Write that down, Michelle.
That's the new Sex with Emily attachment to the show.
That's my next sex
story. Dude, you know how big that would be for the show? Imagine if you're watching the podcast and there's something that you can plug into your USB and it will have sex with you. That's a $1 million idea right there. I'm giving it to you for free.
I'll give you proceeds.
I'm
going to
call up Japan. They can knock it out in like an hour.
Okay. I'll give you some proceeds from the
– you never have the same vision as me.
No, sorry. But that's good. That's why we're good together, right?
Yeah, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Do you want the attachment?
Okay.
Send it over.
What would it be, though? Like some kind of gushy thing that's like a
– I don't know. It's your show. You can – you know, what would you have?
I wouldn't have it.
Why not?
Because it's like all anyone's been telling
it's
me
like
since the beginning.
It's like – no, it's not the – that's a sex toy. That's not you doing porno or getting
But is it like – you know how they have like the Kim Kardashian ass that they sell? Like would this be like a Sex with Emily –
No, it's not your vagina.
What is
it's
it?
It's like – it's just some like attachment. You come up with it.
Okay. I'll add it to my list of a million things that I'm doing right now.
All right. I'm just saying you should put that as priority.
Okay. This is the one that I read a paragraph of yesterday and then it got cut off because my emails didn't print out. Ready? Emily, I've recently found your podcast and I've been working my way through all the back episodes. I didn't accidentally file it. Anyway, I don't know if the handjob debate is still raging like a bad case of herpes. But I think you should just put your money where your mouth is or hand and give Menace a hand job on the air. That's not going to happen. The real purpose for my email is to ask for some advice for my situation. I've been married for 15 years this June, but in October 2009, my wife wanted to leave me. We've been trying to save our marriage since then, but it's never really seemed to improve. I'm moving out this week to my own apartment to give a space. I'm having a very hard time calling it quits. Are we just prolonging the pain by continuing to trying to save the marriage? We have tried counseling, but it really only seemed to make our relationship worse. Additionally, our sex life has died off. Specifically, there isn't a strong connection anymore. It feels like my wife is off in a distant land and not in the moment with me. Since I'm moving on my own, I've joined Match.com. Is that a huge mistake? Any advice would be appreciated. Sorry for the length. Thanks so much, Sean. Sean, it sounds like you guys have really tried to make it work. You said you tried – here's the first thing. You said you tried counseling. Couples have to realize that when they try counseling, it's not that you go once or twice. You have to go for like months sometimes because in counseling, think of it like school. You're learning specific skills of how to communicate with each other. And if you went twice and you say it's not working, then I say you guys got to go back into therapy. It sounds like obviously your sex life is suffering because other things are suffering in the relationship. And when the sex goes, everything else goes and vice versa. If everything else is going, the sex is going to go. And unless you're connecting sexually, you are not going to get back. You're not going to get it back because it seems like there's probably a lot of underlying issues in the relationship that have made sex to become a problem in the relationship. So that's why I'm a big fan of sex therapy. If that's your big issue, you could go see a sex therapist. But, you know, sounds like you're moving out and you're moving on. I have no problem with you joining Match.com. I think if you guys are separating, like I just want to make sure if you guys are still trying to work it out and you're on Match.com, that's a problem because then you're going to be like, Yeah, I'm working it out with my wife, but I got 6 dates on Match.com right now. So if you guys are legally separating and you're on Match, that's fine. But if you still want to try to make it work with her, I would say recommit to counseling. Maybe you find another counselor and you get deep into the issues of your relationship and whatever they are. And of course, she doesn't want, like I said, she doesn't want to have sex anymore because you have issues. Like, people don't feel sexually connected anymore when there's underlying issues. And you've been together a long time and things kind of, 15 years they've been together. And people, things build up over time. Issues, couples have issues that, like, if you don't resolve them, they just keep adding up. Like there's like a huge stack of – you look at your brain. There's like a stack of issues that are undealt with, and that's why you guys are having issues. So that's how I feel about it. Match.com is a good way to go if you're newly single. Everyone's doing it.
Not to be harsh, but she's just done. She's done.
You think she sounds done?
She's done.
Yeah, but –
she's done.
He moved out.
He's moving out. It doesn't sound like she wants to make an effort, and you tried and you tried. She's done, dude.
Yeah.
Go get somebody hotter, make her jealous, and live life.
Don't
and party,
get someone
my friend.
Hotter and make her jealous. They've been together
Why?
15 years. They'll always have a relationship. I mean, they'll always be friends, hopefully, or something. But
yeah.
Sounds like she wants. In 2009, she wanted to leave him, and they haven't been able
yeah,
to reconcile.
See,
2011.
She's done.
So go to Match. Have fun. Match.com.
Match. Just go out on a banging spree, man.
Match
go
is good for the
fun.
Ego.
Don't
like I have so many
chick.
Friends. Like my friend who. Okay, so update on my friend who's on J-Date.
Yeah.
My friend who's not Jewish, who loves Jewish guys, who's on J-Date. She has a date every single night this week with a different guy. Like, it's totally been working for her. So just find a website that works for you. There's so many. Okay, Cupid, people love. Mm-hmm. They love Match, J-Date, whatever works for you. I've never done it online yet, but I will at some point. You have it. Oh, you have a little. You used to meet chicks at through MySpace, didn't you?
I met chicks
back
like,
in the
through
day.
Like every medium. Like
Excuse
Twitter,
me.
Facebook, all that.
You meet up with tweeters? Tweeters?
Twitter, you know. You just haven't been in the same place at the same time.
Oh.
And then you meet people.
I've never done that. I've never actually met a listener like
you
randomly.
Haven't? I had one just not too long ago. I met at the Best Buy.
We were at Best Buy. I didn't meet a listener.
No, not that time.
I know, but I'm saying I never meet anyone. Not never, but sometimes.
We did. We met when I had to do the Cinco de Mayo thing. We met a listener there.
Okay.
You're
great.
Wasted.
You made me do shots of tequila. What am I supposed to do? Not be wasted?
Yes.
Hey, Emily, I'd written you about some erection issues. Since I wrote, I've taken up a program to run a 5K and completed it. And now I just have to run the race. And completed. Now I just have to run the race. One other plus is my erection problems have seemed to go away for now anyway. So thanks for giving me my problems a shot and thank you for your time and hard work. Todd in Maine. We solved someone's erection
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, if you want an erection, just start running.
No, but a lot of it is like body issues, self-confidence, and men who exercise are more or less likely to have issues in the bedroom. If the healthier you are.
Yeah, but they don't last as long. Remember? We had that one.
Well, if you're
That's
super
awesome
thin,
poll.
If you're super thin, you loved that poll. But
stay fat, fellas.
No.
You can last longer in the sack.
No. Get healthy. Get your mind healthy. Running is good for you. I'm a runner. I run.
Running's amazing.
I have no erection issues and I run all the time. Hey, Emily, first of all, I love your show. I listen every Sunday. I'm catching up on the old podcast. I have a question about my husband of almost 1 year because he seems to have a serious bra fetish. And I've never encountered this with any other guy. I thought a guy's favorite place for a bra was on the floor and guys just wanted to get your bra off. But not my husband. He's so into bras that he bought me a few when we were dating and told me he liked me to wear them with – He liked me to wear what he wanted me to wear them with, and I didn't think anything of it. But now it seems like he's obsessed with what bra I'm wearing every day, and whenever we go anywhere, he always wants me to wear something that shows my bra. See-through shirt, strappy tank, etc. Mm-hmm. I don't mind doing this at all because it really turns him on. I just wondered if you've ever encountered anything to this extent with a guy, since I've heard you mention a few times how you think guys like a wife beater that's see-through, and I know that my guy does. I never thought a bra could do so much for a guy. I would love to hear any input you have. Thanks, Casey in the North Bay. Okay, so I don't know. I don't think there's a problem with this. Men just said weirdo, which was
– I'm just joking. God, everyone's
sometimes,
so
I know, but sometimes – I know. I'm sensitive to that because I don't – that's not weird. First of all, I think that that's hot. Like it keeps – I think that if she doesn't mind and he's obsessed with it – like I love when a guy looks at me and says like, you look so hot or that's sexy what you're wearing or I love your bra, like whatever. So I think that that would be kind of hot if a guy paid attention to what I was wearing. Not every day. If he was like, hey, so before we go out, I want to know if you're wearing the bra with polka dots. I'd be like, really? We're going to Safeway. Like whatever. I don't care. But to have a guy that like takes that much interest in you and knows what – about you attracts him to you, I think is there's nothing wrong with that. And I was talking about how guys seem to like the nipple slip, the bra slip when they don't think they're going to see something, but they see your bra strap or they see something like that to men is really hot because it's like they're sneaking a peek. So that's what I was referring to.
And you get free bras.
Who does?
That's the person here.
The person. She gets free bras. Yeah. I'd love a man to buy me bras and take me bra shopping and go lingerie. I think that's hot. I think it's hot. I know men, you're not really into lingerie.
But, yeah, I'm not a, like a
no, but not even like
fanatic.
But I'm not talking about like lingerie. Like I need like all the lacy and the garters. But I always want to know like what do guys think is hot? Like I would love to know that what I'm wearing, my bra or my underwear, you find sexy. Like to me, that would make me feel good because it turned you on and I'm turning you on. So I think this is kind of a cool situation, Casey.
Where do you buy your bras and panties?
Where do I buy them? I buy them everywhere. I buy them at like Nordstrom's or Saks or Neiman Marcus or sometimes Victoria's Secret, but sometimes Victoria's Secret's really cheesy. Like Victoria's Secret of a great looking bra, like it'll be like really cool black something, but then they'll throw like leopard on it. And I'm like, I don't want leopard skin on my bra. Like they over adorn their stuff sometimes. So it's not really my style, but I'm more plain or American Apparel. Like I like plainer stuff, plainer things.
Yeah, keep it simple.
I
That's what I like.
Keep it simple. That's what I do.
That's why, because I'm not into it, I like. You know, just keep it simple. Any of the like extra lace and, you know.
A lot of men are into the lace
thing. It's so like 80s to me. Like when you look at like 80s posters of women in their lingerie, it's just like it just seems so cheesy.
I know. I mean, a lot of lingerie is cheesy, but then there's a lot of guys who are, you know, I think it's hot if a guy buys you lingerie and he's like, this is what I think is sexy. Because sex is all about the reciprocation of what turned you on. Like, remember yesterday we were talking about oral sex and someone was saying – and you asked me a question about this. Someone was saying, like, that they were really turned on. It bummed him out that she couldn't have an orgasm or something or someone – because it really turned him on to perform oral sex on her because it turned him on that she was getting turned on. So this whole turned on thing is a reciprocal thing in a relationship for a lot of relationships. Like – If I knew that I was turning you on, that would turn me on, and then that would turn you on, hopefully, because I was turned on, and then it's this whole reciprocal thing.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
I was actually, when you were saying all that, I was
you
looking
out.
On. I was looking.
You're surfing porn.
I was looking on Facebook, and people are agreeing with me that the USB Sex with Emily, Have Sex with Me attachment should go to market. So I'm just throwing that out
there. Okay, you're in charge of that. You're the project manager on that.
For real?
For Rizzle.
If I can make it happen, I'm
just
saying.
I actually just want to make t-shirts.
95%.
I want to make
– Of the profit.
95%. We'll negotiate offline. But there are sex selling products. So when everyone becomes a Friends with Benefits member, we're already bringing you 5 times the amount of content, 10 times the amount of content. But we also – I want t-shirts. I want enough. So I can make t-shirts. I want to make enough money.
What
so
is a t-shirt going to have on
it? T-shirt's going to say, I had sex with Emily and all I got was this t-shirt.
That is good.
I know.
I like that.
This t-shirt's going to say, I have lots of ideas for t-shirts. And little boy short underwear with sex with Emily with the little lips on the back. That would be cute.
Yeah, boy shorts are my favorite.
Right? Mine too. Or the little cheek huggers. We're
going to
do a whole line. Well, that's what they call them. The ones that are like
actual,
boy shorts.
Like sex toys? You got to
I'm
going to
do sex toys. I'm going to do lube. We're just starting. The brand is growing, growing, growing. And you're all growing along with me. So, okay. Moving on. Okay. Emily, not very articulate and not sure how much experience you have had in this area, but I was wondering what you and Menace thought about being sexy after children. I had my son at 17 and I'm now 19 and wanted to know if A, it bothers men that I have a child and does this change the way they perceive how attractive I am, particularly to date? And if B, any ideas on how to feel sexy again? I feel that I'm finally starting to learn a lot about myself, my sexuality, and want to know any tips and tricks to hide the stretch marks and show off a sexy side. Thanks, Alexandra from Australia. Okay, first of all, I don't think that – I think you have to change your mindset. Alexandra, is it Alexandra? Alexandra. Because first of all, sexy – I believe that feeling sexy and being sexy comes from within. So it doesn't matter what everyone else thinks of you. Like, you have to start thinking of yourself as sexy again. You, whatever you have to do, if you have to start exercising, going to the gym, buying yourself stuff that makes you feel sexy. I know, sure, there'll be men who, like, you have a kid and I'm not down with that, but I don't think that men are not going to find you sexy because of that. There might be men who won't want to date you because you have a kid, just to be honest, but there'll be plenty of men who will. You're young and I'm sure you're beautiful and very sexy, and it's just in your mind that you're feeling not sexy right now. So I'd say start working out, start paying attention to your body. You said that you're learning more about your sexuality. Just spend some nights alone, masturbating, buying sex toys, taking care of yourself, making yourself feel sexy again, and exude sexiness wherever you go. Like, just don't walk out of the house in your sweats. Like, get dressed up. Feel good. Start to project it onto the world, your sexiness, because I'm sure you are a sexy hot woman.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys that will have sex with you because they know you give it up because you got a kid and junk. I'm just kidding. But, I mean, I know a lot of hot moms out there. I haven't dated one.
A lot of MILFs?
Yet, but I know quite a few that are
– Would you date a mom?
Gorgeous. I don't know. It depends on how much of a pain in the ass their kid is.
Right, exactly.
If their kid is cool, then it's all good. But if there's a kid that's just, like, screaming and yelling, I don't care how
right.
hot they are.
I can't imagine you being a dad.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm cool with kids. I just don't take no shit. That's
right.
all. That's
I
the
hear
only
you.
Problem.
I got it. But I would say Alexandra has to come from within. I think that sexiness comes from within.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as we need affirmation and 10 compliments a day for men,
yeah.
I still think that it comes from within.
Yeah. Throw on some red lipstick and some pumps and get out there.
I got red lipstick on today.
It's not red. I'm talking about like blood.
Blood red. No, you're right.
Red,
it's
yeah.
like it's like light red. It's probably coming off. Emily, just started recently listening to your podcast, and I absolutely love them. Okay, before I ask my question, I want to give you a little background info. I've been with a guy for almost 3 years. My boyfriend is 6 years older than me, and we have never been happier with anyone else. So I can't go out drinking with him because she's 19. Oh, well, I'm positive we'll still be together when I turn 21. We love each other and realize there's no one else we really want in each other's lives. I know wedding bells are coming soon. We've talked about it. He's the only man I want to marry and start a family with. The thing is, I'm mortified at the idea of getting married. Everyone makes it seem like it's a beautiful thing, but I don't understand how you can love and find someone for the rest of your life. I trust him now and know he won't cheat or hurt me, but 5 years from 10 years from now, I don't know. I also feel like when people get married, as the years go by, they end up taking each other for granted. I have yet to talk to my boyfriend about these things. I know it'll probably hurt and upset him that I'm thinking this way, but it's not necessarily him. It's just the way I feel about most marriages. It may seem that I'm thinking too far ahead, but I know one day he's going to drop on one knee, and hopefully I'll be secure enough not to reject the man I love and want to spend the rest of my life with. Signed, Alyssa. So, Alyssa or Alyssa. So, first of all, you're 19. And that's really, really young to even be talking about this stuff, I think, personally. But I think that you have a very mature outlook on it to have all those concerns about marriage. I think that those are all completely legitimate. And I'm sure that your boyfriend has a lot of the same worries too. So I don't think there's any problem at all in talking to him about the issues that you're – and the concerns that you're having. And you might be a little young to walk down the aisle right now. I would not suggest it at 19 before you can even drink with him. But I think that, yeah, you're not – I think that the fact that you – are thinking far ahead like this is actually a good thing. You're thinking it's a bad thing. I think that you guys should talk about this stuff. Who knows what's going to happen in 5-10 years? But marriage is also a risk. No one knows. Marriage is a scary thing. And
I wouldn't even think about marriage. Stay together. You know, just take it one day at a time.
Don't even focus on that
because that's going to just screw up your relationship. And just enjoy being together. And
they've been together 3 years or six. Yeah, 6 years old. They've been together 3 years. I guess that's where people's minds start going after you've been together 3 years. You start thinking about marriage. I know it's young. I don't think you should get married before you're 30.
Before you're 30?
Yeah. I think you shouldn't. I think that the 20s are all about like learning and growing and figuring out who you are and what you want in your life. Mm-hmm. And then like when you're 30, like what is the rush? Wait till you're 30. That's what I think.
And if you're together after 10 years, then
right.
you know you're meant to be together
And
forever.
I just think it's sweet how she's like, I know he's the one and I want to be with him at 19. And I think also when you're younger, you tend to – and this is just my theory lately and – or it's always been my theory. I think when you're younger, it's easier or you more easily fall in love and have those feelings that are like – oh my God, I'm madly in love. This person's the one. We're going to be together. And then you get older and jaded and you've had more messed up relationships.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. And you just don't fall like that. It's sweet. I mean, her email is like very sweet. Like he's the one. But I'd love her to write me in 5 years and see where she's at. to be honest. I think that
you just pick and choose.
Don't you think the older you get, you're not as like head over heels? Or maybe I just haven't met anyone that I'm head over heels with. I think it's kind of true though.
Yeah.
My friends and I talk about this. There's more baggage as you get older. People have divorces. People have just different issues.
That's
they've
why
been
she
hurt.
Get married young. No
I mean, she's
baggage.
19. She's been, hasn't really been hurt yet. Probably. Yeah. You know. Wait till you get your heart broken.
I was watching what was it? It's so hard to decipher all of them.
All the TV that you watched?
Yeah, all the TV. Because the Kardashians, they have like five different shows.
I know.
But I think it was Khloe and Lamar. But the brother was on there and he was dating a really, really cute girl. It was Robert Kardashian. And the girl said, I want to get married because I don't want him to have any baby's mamas because I'll not marry anybody that has
a baby's
mama.
So that's the only reason she wants to marry him, so he doesn't have a baby with someone else? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, but she really loved him. But she's like, you know, if he ends up going out and having a kid with somebody else, then I'm not.
But they're together, so that would mean that he would cheat on her. So if he cheats on her and she finds out and he's a baby, yeah. That's stupid. That show's dumb.
No,
you shouldn't
it's
waste
not.
Your time with that.
I love it. It is the best.
I've never seen
it. If you really want to know about like crazy like love affair relationships that just, you know, people fall over head over heels in like no time flat and want to see how well it goes, then you should really watch it.
Why? Because they're really madly in love, Khloe.
Because Khloe and Lamar, they met and like 3 weeks later they were already married. And then to observe, like, can it be, like, really, like, true love and go well?
Is it? Are they really in love?
They're in love now, you know?
That's good.
It's really fun to watch to see, like, the issues that they go through because they're just learning to be around each other.
Right.
Because you know?
They never were before after 3 months.
Yeah. No, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks they got engaged and married?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know, you hear stories that works. You hear stories from people that are like, oh, we dated for a month and we got married. And then you hear stories like that where we dated for a month and we got divorced. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. I just would say wait a little longer.
Kim
What's
Kardashian's
the rush?
Like only been with her man for like 2 months.
I know, but they're all like just like dying to get married. I don't.
Yeah, I think that she was really because her other sister also had a baby with this other guy that's an a-hole.
Right.
And I mean, from what I've seen on television, I never met the guy. But I think she's just like so hyped because everyone else around – and I've had that happen too. Remember when I was engaged? Like all like my friends were getting married and having babies and stuff like that. So it gets in your mindset like that's what I really need.
Yeah. Is that
right
what you got – is that why you got engaged, you think?
I think so, yeah. Because every one of like my good friends is
that's
already –
That's what happens. There's peer pressure. There is a certain time where all your friends get married.
Like,
that's true.
I guess this is what I should be doing right now.
But,
you know?
Yeah. Thank God you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring up old wounds. Oh, you brought it up.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
You live and you learn.
You live and you learn. You do. Yes. You learn from all your – I never look at relationships as failures. I do not look at any of my past relationships. I mean, there's some that were psycho, like that guy last year when I crashed his car when you were in it with me. Do you remember that?
That was weird.
I backed his car into a pole.
Yeah.
Menace was in the car. It was hilarious. But anyway, whatever. He was bad. He was a mistake. But I don't really believe in it. I believe that you learn from every relationship that you're in, good or bad. That I don't – even divorce. I'm not like, oh, that was a failure. It's like, oh, I was in a relationship and it didn't work and it ended. Everything in life ends anyway.
Yeah.
Everything's going to end. Everything's going to begin again and you learn from it. What can I – so I think more – rather than like wallowing in a breakup or thinking like or beating yourself up for a relationship, you should be like, what did I learn from that relationship? What can I learn from that and what can I take into the next relationship?
Yeah.
That's how you should look at them. You are not a failure. Okay. We can get into some sex tips now.
All right. Do it.
Okay. This is casual sex etiquette. Do some do's and don'ts, okay?
All right.
So this is kind of like if you're having casual sex or a one-night stand. Ready? Don't say, I never do this and expect me to believe
lie.
You. Of course you do this and so do I. But I've done that before. Like when I was younger, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so weird. I never sleep over a guy's house like this. So don't say that because we know that everyone's lying. Mm. Don't reattempt to try things I've already made clear that I'm not interested in. So, for example,
the butt.
The what?
Nothing.
The butt?
Yeah.
Don't push my head down there twice. If you already pushed it down there once and yeah. I said no, or if you tried to unbutton my pants and I said no, don't do it again. Mm-hmm. Like, don't keep pushing. Men love yeah. to, like, keep pushing and doing it. It drives us crazy. Yeah. And then, yeah, sure, some women will give in eventually because they
just want to shut you up.
They just want to shut you up.
Or
but that's
just,
bad.
Get
don't
up and
do
leave.
It. Yeah. They yeah. I've done that. I've gotten up and left. I've left. I've been with guys and be like, no, out of here. Taxi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened to me before. Don't expect that you get to see me naked. This is something intimate that requires respect. So there's a lot of women who are like, yeah, we're together, it's casual, but don't expect that I'm going to get totally naked and walk around naked and be all naked in front of you. Because we're having sex and it's new doesn't mean that I want to show you naked.
What
I want
tease.
You to show me naked. Well, they might not want to. They might not want to. Do you ever find that you're with women early on and they're like kind of weird about being naked in front of you?
I haven't, but I'm sure there's –
You've never heard the woman who's like, turn the lights off, got to get dressed before I go to the bathroom and
– No, I haven't, but I have definitely have a lot of female friends that express that.
It's true. A lot of women have body images or they just don't want – they're just like, it's intimate. It's like, mm-hmm. it's my body just because we say, you know. Don't apologize for your performance. You're assuming your performance was bad and the other person was not satisfied. This tells them that you're not confident sexually. So I think
no,
we all
beat
ourselves
up. I know when
the
performance
up.
Is bad.
How do you know?
I know when it is.
How do you – do you apologize? Why is it bad? Because you drank too much?
No.
So when is it bad?
Not when I drink too much. I love when I drink too much.
I know.
No, I just know – because you always think it's bad because it doesn't last too long.
Oh.
You know, you're like, oh, great. You know, you set the timer and you're like, wow, I went way before the
But women
the
don't care about
to.
That as much as men do. There have been so many studies. We've talked about this so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but then they're so – guys are so afraid that you won't have sex with them again.
Again, I know.
Yeah.
But very – can I tell you guys listening, very mm-hmm. few women are going to make their decision on the one time they've had sex with you. I think I can speak for a lot of women that if she's already having sex with you, there's an interest there. And we all know things happen. We all know that, like, you know, you get nervous the first time sometimes and things. And you're not supposed to have the most amazing sex the first time that you're with someone.
Hell yeah, you're supposed to. You
no,
need
you're
to
not.
Put in 110% to get them to sleep with you again.
Yeah, but
don't
sometimes
tell guys
you don't
to half-ass
mesh.
It. They need to put in
No,
all their
you
effort.
Should still put in 110%, but you don't know each other. This is what we're talking about, is that you don't know each other's bodies yet. And so to say that here's two people who have sexual needs and desires and fantasies and things that work for them, and all you're bringing to the experience is your last experience. And typically, a lot of times, men, they take their experience from their last woman they were with. They're like, well, she liked it when I did this, so she liked it the way I unhooked her bra so and did this, and I'm going to do it the same way. Or she liked when I went down on her this way. Every single woman is different. So we don't know what to do. So in a way, it's a really confusing situation the first time you have sex with someone. So it can be. I mean, it can be like amazing and sparks can fly, but a lot of times it's a little clunky.
Yeah.
So don't apologize. It's fine. And we don't care. Like, if you come – like, I feel like if a guy orgasms too quickly at the beginning, it's also can be a compliment. It's like, he's so turned on by me. See, think of it that way. I'll be like, he's so turned
yeah,
on by
you're
me.
You're going to tell all your friends that
– What am I, 12? Yeah, I'm going to send out an email blast.
You don't talk about sex with your friends?
I do, but not – I don't give names specifically. Uh-huh. I'm not going to be like, okay, let me just tell you that I'm being, you're not, that women really don't care. No, you're like, I'm listening.
I'm listening, but I'm just saying that you talk about sex with your friends.
I do.
And you're like, I was with this guy and it was like, you know, 30 seconds.
But it's never a deal breaker. But it's always like, but I'm going to go back again. I'm going to go back for more. And a lot of times it is, like, I remember having sex with a guy that I was dating and it was really like horrendous the first time. It was so bad that I actually did make fun of it with a friend of mine, but I had sex with him again and it was so much better. And he said he was nervous the first time.
See, I want you telling all your friends after the first time.
That it was amazing?
That it was amazing.
But that is not realistic. That
I mean,
would be
that's
amazing.
That's my goal.
I know.
But who
that's
knows?
That's your goal,
if, yeah.
right. It's not going to happen the first time usually. Unless, I don't know, it's rare. It's rare that like my first, I can't remember many first sexual experiences that were just like, amazing. Unless there's a lot of like lead up and foreplay and like sexual tension and you
but
like.
But again, fellas, you don't want to do too well because the
why?
Second time might not be as good as the first
so
time.
So then you're totally contradicting yourself.
Okay. Maybe
you're
put
saying
in like
you want to
90%.
Be mediocre. You're telling
no,
men
no,
to
no,
be mediocre.
Not mediocre. Maybe put 90 and then you go 110. And then after that, you don't call them
just
again.
Get out of your head and get
because
into your body.
you're a superstar.
Don't think too much about it. Okay. If we had a great time and you want to hang out in the morning, ask me to breakfast. But don't expect me to say yes, and don't get mad if I say no.
What woman's not going to say yes?
Some women might be done. They want to go home. They don't. They feel like, you know, walk of shame. They're still wearing their pumps from the night before, their black dress or whatever, and they're going to breakfast. I don't know.
We have to hang out more?
Yeah.
Damn.
You don't want – I know. That's why people have pay hookers. I remember – what's that thing? My friend's like, you have a hooker that you don't have to stay for breakfast and they don't have to sleep over.
No. The breakfast will cost you even more money than the date the night before.
Exactly. But do you
– dating women is so expensive if you
really
think about it.
Is it? For you?
Well, you got to get – you know, you have to maybe, you know, get some clothes. Maybe look nice.
Right.
You got to get in your car if you have a car. That's going to cost you – that's gas money. I'm not saying I'm a cheap ass, but I'm just breaking it down.
Right.
Like being
it's
real.
Expensive. Right.
Then you got to go pick them up. And then it costs gas – more gas to drive wherever the location you're going to. And, of course, you know, if you're hanging out with Emily, there's going to be a couple of extra martinis you got to pay for.
Menace bought me a martini. That was so funny that he bought me a martini the other night. He's like, I never buy girls drinks, but I'm buying you a drink.
Yeah,
nice.
Because – you promised to buy me another drink later, and you never did.
Oh, dude. I would totally have bought you a drink later.
Dude, she screwed me, everybody.
I did
she
not.
She said, if you go get me a drink, I'll buy you one later. Never bought me another drink, ever.
So I owe you a drink.
She had plenty of opportunities to
oh
buy me
God,
drinks.
Oh, my God. You're mad
never
at me.
I'm not
I'll
mad.
Totally buy
I'm
your
not
drink.
Mad. I'm just saying you swindled me out of a drink. That's all I'm saying.
You would remember
you're like
this.
Every other woman. You're a shyster.
Oh,
it's okay.
God, I'm so not a shyster. I owe you a friggin' drink. What do you want?
No, I don't need a drink from you. I'll buy my own goddamn
okay,
drink. I'm a man.
This is a big one. Yeah, well, thank you for the drink. I appreciate
you're
it,
welcome.
But I didn't realize it was a quid pro
all
quo.
You,
I didn't realize it was
all
like
– women want to be independent. Buy your own goddamn drinks.
I didn't even ask you to buy me drinks. Shut up. You know, I'm kidding. Okay.
No, because the bar was packed. That's why I was like, okay, I'll
and
go
I just thought
drink.
It was sweet. Can we just know for a moment that I thought it was sweet?
That's great.
Okay.
I still didn't
and
get
I owe you
drink,
one.
Though.
Okay, don't – what'd you say?
Nothing.
I still owe you a drink? Done. Don't ask for my number if you have no intention of seeing me again. Let's not waste energy. Don't ask for the number. Don't ask for the number. Don't say I'll call you. Don't say we'll talk soon. Don't do that. Okay, here's some do's. Be safe. You don't know each other. Protect yourself. Protection, protection, protection.
Put
and if he's
a
like a pussy,
rubber suit.
If he says, oh, I don't like condoms. They really fit you. But wear a condom. Always wear a condom. You don't know who this person is. Ask permission to do things to me and my home. So if you're at someone's house, if you want to take a shower, you want to perform oral sex, like ask. Don't just make assumptions. Pay attention to what I'm saying.
What about if I want to redo the tile? Can I redo the tile?
Redo the tile? Rearrange my furniture? Yeah. No. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Remember that I don't know you and I don't know what you like. If you're performing oral sex on me, listen for cues that I like and when I don't like what you're doing. You really have to be careful the first time you're having sex with someone. You have to pay attention. Pay attention to her cues. Test the waters first. If you want to throw in some dirty talk, start slow. Don't just jump into the hardcore language. We've talked about that, how to start slow with dirty talk. Like, so does that feel good when I do this? Do you like the way it feels with my hands on your body? You know, start slow.
Yeah, you can't go on, you like that, bitch. You want you like my C and your P.
Right.
You
don't
whore.
Start with that.
You can't do that.
Build up to it. Build
I know
up
you
to
really
it.
Want to say that, but you can't.
No, you can't.
Sucks.
Do it when you get home. Do it when you're watching Sex with Emily, surfing and sexing, having sex with your computer or something, whatever Menace is inventing. Be adventurous. Ask before doing anything extreme. If they don't like one of the adventurous things you're doing, back off.
Yeah.
Be discreet. Be polite. If you run into you on the street, don't make your connection obvious. Keep your hands to yourself. Just because it's sex doesn't mean you shouldn't be respectful. Don't gossip about it. Yes, I had that problem this year. Do you remember that dude I slept with told everyone?
Yeah, what a –
he was an idiot. Like, he was a total idiot because we had mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just don't tell anyone because I just broke up with the guy that knows this girl. Da, 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 da. Don't talk about it. I mean, at our age, we're not in high school anymore, people. Or maybe you are in high school. And if you are in high school, you still shouldn't talk about it. Just don't talk about who you're sleeping with and all that stuff. So that's what I got to say. Those are some tips for casual sex etiquette. And tomorrow, we're talking about hygiene and sex and ways you may be turning off your partner without even realizing it. Do you know
remember,
it's the number?
I brush my teeth all the time.
Doesn't matter.
I fear
there are people
bad
have
breath.
So many concerns about hygiene and about like that is the number one complaint we get when people are like, "What do you love about sex? What do you hate?" They're like, "I hate when someone has bad breath. That's my biggest turnoff." So we're gonna get into all the hygiene stuff tomorrow.
Stinky
that's what we're
pits.
Gonna do in the show. Stinky pits, the whole thing. So that's what we got for you today. Yeah, how about that? So everyone, please, I hope you're enjoying all the new shows. We'd love to hear from you, all these hour-long, fun, super great shows you can watch. Soon we'll have callers in the studio whenever Menace gets around to setting that up. And we'll also have more cameras so you can see Menace. Right, Menace?
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. Email me. Was it good for you? Feedback at sexwithemily.com.